In Michigan, a battle is shaping up between two titans, the state Medicaid program and the pharmaceutical industry. The state wants to slash the huge amount it spends on prescription drugs for low-income patients and wants drug companies to lower their prices. Many companies say they're already giving their best deal. The state has launched a program that rewards those that give discounts and penalizes those who don't. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Lansing, Michigan.
A few years ago, Michigan lawmakers began to notice a worrying trend. Medicaid was the fastest-growing segment of the state's budget, and prescription drugs were the fastest-growing segment of Medicaid. Drug expenditures were costing $1 billion a year and going up 17% annually. James Haveman, the director of Michigan's Department of Community Health, says something had to be done. So he and some colleagues approached a few drug companies looking for deeper discounts.
And we were just basically told we're not interested. You know, we're satisfied. We got the advertising power. We got the lobbying power. We can walk into Washington. We can walk into states and do anything we want. So, you know, we don't have to really give you much time a day. So we said, fine, then we got to do what we got to do.
What they did was create a preferred drug list. Since February, if a drug isn't on the list, a doctor must get approval before prescribing it. Many drug companies oppose the Michigan plan and have decided to fight it. Haveman said he was astounded by the reaction from groups lobbying for the drug companies.
The threats that legislators got, the intimidation, the calls, the grassroots front groups, the faxes, flying people in to testify. I mean, that is just, I have never seen anything like that in any other issue that I've dealt with in 12 years.
Late last year, an association representing dozens of drug manufacturers filed a lawsuit against the new Medicaid plan. The case is now in appellate court. Jeff Truitt is a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA. Truitt says the only way the manufacturers can get on the preferred drug list is by offering huge rebates to Medicaid.
If companies balk, saying, look, you already get very generous mandatory rebates from us under the federal Medicaid law, and we're not going to do it, then at that point the medicines are automatically prior authorized.
In other words, doctors have to get special permission to prescribe them. Truitt says Medicaid is just looking for ways to get the lowest priced drugs.
And generally speaking, most of the time, when you talk about the cheapest drug, you're talking about the older drugs. And quite often the older drugs have more side effects, and in many cases they're less effective.
It's absolutely not true. It's just absolutely not true.
Dr. David Johnson headed up the state-selected panel of doctors and pharmacists that drew up the preferred drug list. He agrees there are many less expensive generic drugs on the list, but Johnson disputes that the state is putting price over quality.
Certainly, cost ultimately does become a factor, but we override that concern about cost when there are medications with unique clinical value. Even if they're more expensive, they go onto the preferred list.
Johnson says Medicaid patients can get other drugs if the ones on the list don't work for them. And Johnson says there are special cases. Shafts of soft morning light filter into the small, comfortable waiting room of a psychiatrist's office in Mount Pleasant in central Michigan. Many times over the past decade, Nancy Evans has sat in this room waiting to see her doctor. The slight 46-year-old woman is on a very carefully designed combination of antipsychotics, tranquilizers, and sleeping aids. A month ago, Evans received a letter from Medicaid saying it was reviewing her medications. Evans says she's terrified to start tinkering with her regimen.
You don't know from day to day if you're going to be able to keep getting them. And, you know, it took me a long time to find medication that worked for me. And finally, I got medicine that's been working. And now I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get it, keep getting it.
That's what many health specialists are worried about. Several mental health groups in Michigan added their voice to the lawsuit against Medicaid, saying the restrictive list could hurt patients. Medicaid officials insist they won't change medications for anyone who's already stable on a particular antidepressant or antipsychotic. But doctors say mentally ill patients are usually on a number of drugs, and changing even one that's not on the preferred drug list can throw everything dangerously off kilter. Psychiatrist Dr. Mitch Osman says because of that, he doesn't even look at the preferred drug list when he treats patients.
As a physician, you need to do what's best for the patient and then worry about getting the medicine thereafter. And you give them what's best for them, not what's best for the state or what's cheapest and so forth and so on. That is not the way to practice, in my opinion.
Hi, I need to get a prior authorization.
When Dr. Osman writes a prescription for a drug that isn't on the preferred list, it's up to his assistants to try to work their way through the Medicaid system. He says it can take up to half an hour to get one drug authorized. Medicaid officials say there's been a pronounced leap in the usage for drugs that are on the list and a sharp drop-off for medications that need authorization. That could push many other pharmaceutical companies to lower their prices, so their drugs are included on Michigan's Medicaid list. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Lansing.